Okay, so we're continuing in Tosfos, Kevavim Beis Masachem, the Kadesh Arefta. And basically we're up to the point where the Rashbam, basically the plain reading of the Gemara implies that you can make Kiddush on bread. Rav made Kiddush on bread, but you can't make Havdalah on bread. Okay? Which implies that Kiddush is more makel. It allows for like a lesser chashav item, a lesser bread, right? Fine. But the problem is there's Gemaras that apply the opposite. That the Gemara says, for instance, Sheikhar, the Gemara has at least the Havmina, that beer you could use for Havdalah, but not for Kiddush. Because Kiddush is more chalmor. Right? You could deduce Kiddush is more chalmor. Right, and then this other issue was that on Kiddush, it has to be the very first item you eat on Shabbos, or on Chashivas of being the first thing. And that's part of the Chashivas of Kiddush, demands that it's the first item you eat on Shabbos, but Havdalah doesn't have that requirement. Doesn't need to be the first item you eat on Motzei Shabbos. Right, you could keep eating Shal Shabbos, so that's after Shabbos. Okay, but that's a little complicated, that, right? But the point is that you have indications that the requirements of Kiddush are more strict, yet you can make Kiddush on Pas, but yet you can't make Havdalah on Pas. So it sounds like a contradiction. So Rabbeinu Tam tries to answer up for the Rashbam and explain how that's possible. Rabbeinu Tam happens to hold you can't use Pas for Kiddush. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. We'll get to that. But for now, he's just asking on the Rashbam. According to your Rashbam, who holds you could, I thought Kiddush is possible. Kiddush was more chamor. Now you tell me it's less chamor. It's more lenient that it allows for bread. So he says like this. He says, "Mikol makum." I'm sorry. It's inokasha. He says the ika taima. There's a reason. The kivan shemitzvah lisod suda Shabbos. Since it's a mitzvah to eat suda Shabbos, shayich Kiddush alapas. Therefore, it's relevant to say Kiddush on bread. Aval Havdalah ein inyana esal pas. But Havdalah has no shaychus to pas. El adafka al ayayin. But only a shaychus to yayin. The shaych b'chol davar hodah v'shira. Because that's shaych for whenever you have hodah and shira, you use wine. So wine, so Havdalah, the only thing which is shaych to wine, to Havdalah is wine, because that's shaych on all hodah. Whenever you say an amira of shaych hodah, you can use with wine. But by Pas, since there's a mitzvah to have Suda Shabbos, by Kiddush, since there's a mitzvah to have Suda Shabbos, so therefore, it's shaykh to use Kiddush on Pas. So it's not pshat a matter of more chamor or more kal, he's just saying Pas is a particular thing which allows you to use it by Kiddush. Right, the question is, what's the svara here? What's the svara that he's saying? Since it's a mitzvah to eat Suda Shabbos, therefore, it's shaykh to say Kiddush on Pas. So what? It's a mitzvah to eat Suda Shabbos. But this isn't Suda Shabbos, this is Kiddush. Right? Okay? So we said once upon a time, okay, about a week, 2 or 3 weeks ago, that the idea is like this, is that Pas, Yayin is intrinsically chashav. But Pas is just bread. Bread is a food of meals. All meals have bread. So is that it's bread chashav? It depends. If it's just a regular meal, then no. It is the staple, the foundation of a meal. A regular meal is not chashav. But if it's Suda Shabbos is a chashav meal. It's a chashav achila. So it's not just any old Pas. It's the Pas of Suda Shabbos, so then it's chashav. So since by Kiddush, the meal, the pas is the pas of Suda Shabbos, so therefore it's chashav, therefore you could use it. But by Havdalah, it's just on pas, it's not going to be chashav, so you can't use it. Right, that's what we had said previously. Okay, so let's with that in mind, let's read the Tosfos and see if we think that's what he's saying. Okay, so he says, he says the igataima the kivan she mitzvah lisod suda Shabbos. Since it's a mitzvah to eat suda Shabbos, shayich kiddush al hapas. Therefore, it's shaykh to say kiddush on pas. Avdallah ain't in yana itzel pas. But avdallah has no relevance to pas. El adavka al yayin, but only on yayin the shaykh of the avda v'shira, which is shaykh on every avda and shira. So is that what he's saying? Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. Okay. So Dave's saying good. Let's work it through. So he's saying that. See, what is Kiddush? Kiddush is you're giving Shavach on the Kiddush Hayom. This is a special day, right? So you could say that on Yayin because that goes along with every Shavach. Or since you're saying this is a special day and part of its specialness is the Suda Shabbos. It's a day of Sudos and Oneg and all that. So you could, by saying this is a special day, while you're holding that which is an expression of its specialness, is Mitzuraf to it. Well, it has to be Shaykh. You can say Havdalah. You say you're giving praise that God separated between Shabbos and Chol. And you're holding a piece of bread. What is the bread? I'm going to do a separation of Shabbos and Chol. It's nothing to do with it. So there's no connection. You can always hold wine, because wine is an object of Shira. It's an object of a toast. It's related to any Shavach. But he says, like, just holding a piece of bread, what does bread have anything to do with? So talking about now it's Chol. Bread has nothing to do with Chol. But since it's Kiddush is expressing the Yom of Shabbos, the Yom of Shabbos, you give me Shavach about this Yom, and you're holding in your hand this bread of Suda Shabbos, which is a Mitzvah Sayom. And you're about to embark, you're about to begin that Mitzvah Sayom holding the bread. So there's a Tziruf between saying you could relate to the Kiddush to the Bas. Right. Well, in Havdalah, you're expressing Shabbos is on its way out, and there's no mitzvah, there's no achila of Motzei Shabbos. I mean, that's like a minute, whatever, malka. But there's no mitzvah of eating of Motzei Shabbos. So, what are you holding bread? What's the bread? Because I ate bread yesterday, Friday night, Shabbos, Shal Shudas. Like, there's no shaychas to it. Yeah, this is ain't in yana. It's all pas. There's nothing to do with it. So you're making giving praise on the thing, and why are you holding a piece of bread? What does bread have anything to do with it? So it seems like he's not going that route. He's not going the route of Dabar Chashev, because you see, with Dabar Chashev in general in Brachos, he never used pas, he only used Yayin. So the Dabar Chashev of Brachos is always only Yayin. That's Chashev, that's for Shaykh to all Shavach HaNadah. That's what he says. You can't. That's what he's saying. You can't. That's what he's saying. It's the reason. Right, that's exactly his question. But his answer is that the reason why you could use it is not, as we were saying last time, because it has chashivos because of the Suda. But he's saying is the reason why you can use, the problem according to him is it shaykh to attach this bracha to the Kiddush or to the Havdalah? Is it relevant? Is it related? You can't just join together things that have no shaykhas. So it's saying is it could have shaykhas because it's chashiv. Davar chashiv intrinsically has shaykhas to shavach. Because that's you want to machshav your shavach, so yayin is intrinsically shaykh to all shavach. But if the shavach is about Yom HaShabbos and pas is the object of Suda Shabbos, so that's shaykh to it because you're giving praise about the Yom HaShabbos while you're holding the object of Shabbos in your hand. The object is an expression of the Kedusha Shabbos, so that's you're expressing this the shavach about the Yom HaShabbos while you're holding an object which is reflective of the Kedusha Shabbos in your hand. So that's like it enhances the Shabbach. Enhances the Shabbach. It's like in general, you hold the Lulav while you make the Bracha on the Lulav. It's Shayach to it. So you're talking about the Kedusha Shabbos while you're holding that which is the Mitzvah Sayom. So it's Shayach to it. That, I mean, I think the Chiddush is, and this it seems like Rabbeinu Tam doesn't buy, is that, well, here's the thing. There's two reasons why you can imagine you're allowed to use pas, yayin for Kiddush. Okay? One way is because I'm sorry, pas for Kiddush. One way is to learn, is like Marcus is saying, is kind of the way we learned last time, is because pas also has chashivas. Pas partakes of chashivas like yayin does. But what the Rebbeinu Tam doesn't like about that is because, if anything, you see, Kiddush demands more chashivas than Havdalah does. As he proves from his two other cases, like beer, could you work for Havdalah, but he can't work for Kiddush. So Kiddush demands more chashivas than Havdalah. So if you're telling me that pas could work, the reason why pas works is because it's chashiv enough, then it should certainly be chashiv enough for Havdalah. So that's why he doesn't go that route. So therefore, he's shutting down that route. In terms of chashivas, really, it's only Yayin. What he's saying is that it's not pshat that you need a Devar Chashiv. You need something which is shayich to the Kiddush. You want to say or to the Havdalah. Now, in general, the only thing which is going to be shayich to the generic shaychas. Yeah, the generic, right, the generic.
It's not likened to the Kiddush of Shabbos, which is an expression of the Kiddush of the Yom Kippur. It's a totally different sort of
form. Right. But there's one more subtle point. Can I just explain that? Yeah, so maybe he's saying like this, is that as you want to use the takana is apparently not just to say Kiddush, but you want to use the davar ochel, a chashuv thing, to express like to mitzarif to the Kiddush, and that somehow like gives chashivas to the Kiddush, that you're saying it on something. That's the parent takana. You don't just stam say it in shul and davening, but you say it on a meichel chashuv, and generically that's yayin. Okay. Now, maybe he holds that in theory, pas also is chashuv. But the problem is like how exactly? What's the relationship? If you have pas is chashuv, but what is it? Just because you have something chashuv, doesn't mean if you hold it and you say a bracha that they're related. Okay, it's not just you can't just take two things which are totally unrelated and just join them together. There's a phenomenon of a toast, of an amira al yayin. That's shay b'chol davar hoda'a v'shevach. He's saying that's always a phenomenon in the world and halacha that when you say something al hakos of yayin, so there mitzurach and zebazeh, and therefore that gives chashivos to the kiddush or to whatever it is that you're saying, and therefore that works for kiddush, that works for avdal, that works for shevach brachos, that works for everything, right? Fine. But just because pas is chashuv, it doesn't mean I can just hold up a piece of bread and say, and Kiddush or anything else, and now say thereby this gives chashivas to that. Because there's no relationship one to the other. They have to have some tziruf one to another. So he's saying is like this, is that, and that's the problem by Havdalah. By Havdalah, there is no tziruf. So you're just going to be picking up bread. Say, whatever. What's the tziruf? But, and what are you doing in Kiddush? You're being mekadesh the yom. You're expressing the shevach about the uniqueness of the day. You're as Shabbos begins, you're expressing the uniqueness of the day. Now you're holding bread, which is basically, I'm about to embark on my mitzvah of achilas suda Shabbos with this bread, which is part of the uniqueness of the yom. It's part of the yom is the yom of oneg. So now, when I'm holding the bread is shaykh to the Kiddush. It's not just because bread is related to mitzvahs of Shabbos generally, but it's because I'm beginning my Suda Shabbos with this pas. With this pas, which is the Rechashos. Now I'm saying, Motzi Lacha Minara, it's Mekadesh HaShabbos, Hashem HaKiddush and Rotsav Anu HaShem HaSkacho. So in other words, now the bread is the Rechashos, and there's a shaykhus to saying this. What am I doing? I'm saying Kiddush while I'm holding bread. What is bread? And then do with Kiddush. The answer is, oh, because Kiddush is expressing the uniqueness of the Yom, and this is an object which I'm about to express the uniqueness of the Yom with this object. So therefore, there's a relationship, so now the Kiddush now has chashivas because it's being said on this chashav bread. But to say that by Havdalah, where there's no, I'm not about to eat bread, there's nothing to do with bread in Havdalah, just Shabbos is over, I just take bread, and I just hold it up and I say, so there's no relationship between the bread and the Havdalah. So it doesn't work. Yes, it is a Davar Chashev.
Why is it a relationship?
Because it doesn't, even though it is a Davar Chashev, I'm saying is, it doesn't, like, let's say, for instance, diamonds are davar chashuv. So I'll say, I'll hold the diamond while I say Havdalah. But it doesn't, there's no relationship between the two. Just because I make one bracha back to back with the davar chashuv, it doesn't mean that it necessarily casts light on the Havdalah. It's not machshiv the Havdalah unless there's a tziruf between the two brachas. There has to be some shaykhus one to the other, otherwise I'm just shoving together two things that have nothing to do with one another. By wine, there isn't such a thing as an Amir al-Yayin, so therefore there's an intrinsic Shaykhus. By Kiddush al-Pas, because Kiddush is an expression of the uniqueness of the Yom, and this is the object with which is expressing the uniqueness of the Yom. I'm about to do the Yom with this, to do the Mitzvah Yom with this object. So therefore, it's related to the there's a sense in saying Kiddush on this Hamotzi. So I'm saying is here's the Yingis of the Yom Batanotahon Aratz and I'll eat it. So now that's that there that is Shayach to the mitzvah to the Shevach of Kiddush Hayom. But to say that I'm going to express Havdimadu and Kodesh Achol, and now I'm going to eat a piece of bread, what's that piece of bread doing? What is it? What is that piece of bread? It has nothing to do with this. So I'm just I'm like holding a diamond while I'm saying Kiddush, while I'm saying Havdalah. But there's no, that doesn't function to be Machshav the Kiddush, the Havdalah.
So that's the Kiddush, right?
Yes. Because you need a Dover Chashav, and the function of the Dover Chashav is to be Machshav the Kiddush, the Shevach, which you're doing. But in order for the Dover Chashav to be Machshav, to cast a light of chashivas onto the shevach which you're attaching it to, it has to be attached to it. There has to be a tziruf to it. To be a tziruf to it, it's not just through juxtaposition. There has to be a relationship, conceptual relationship between the shevach which you're saying and the object of food or whatever which it is. So that's the goal. That's why he's saying you need shaychas. Yeah, right, exactly. I'm saying is the universal toast. The idea of an amira on yayin, like a toast, which is such a thing in the world in halacha, like the toast says, "Bechol davar hoda'a." That's what he says. Dafka al yayin d'shei bechol davar hoda'a v'shira. The yayin is shira. Inam shira el al yayin. Okay, that's in our world, in their world. That's a phenomenon. That there's a shaychus between an amira of shevach and hoda'a and yayin, and that's the idea of a toast. So they're intrinsically mitzurafim, but there's no such thing as a toast on bread. For whatever reason, whatever social reason, whatever, why, maybe it's less secondary chashivas, it's second place, and therefore whatever. But there's no phenomenon of a toast of bread. There's no universal idea that you make do amiras on bread. So therefore there's no shaychus. If you just say whatever shevach and you're holding bread, there's no shaychus to it, there's no tziruf, so you may hold it, but even though it's chashiv, but it's still, there's no phenomenon like that. I'm not sure why, how you decide which farm. Maybe it's only the most chashav item in the world that has that. Or maybe wine people drink. I don't know. Whatever reason. That's a given. You're breaking bread, but breaking bread isn't the idea of a toast. It's just whatever. It's breaking bread. It's not machshiv that which you're saying. Yeah, I understand. But it's not machshiv that which you're saying. You know, do you want to raise speech to the level of chashivas, you do it on a cup of wine. But if you're about to eat a meal, which is a meal of Shabbos, which is the whole idea of this Shabbat, the Shabbos is a special day, and I'm holding the object, which is an expression and the real realization of that specialness, and I'm saying the Kiddush on that, and then I make the Hamotzi and I eat it, now they're intrinsically related. But when it comes to Havdalah, so what, the bread has no place in Havdalah. So it's not Shaykh to it. So is it Chashav? Yes. But diamonds are also chashav, but there's no tziruf between the two. Just because I juxtapose the brachos doesn't mean that I create a conceptual relationship between the two. Yeah, so that's what I think. I mean, I think you like to push in. Yeah, I'd like to. You know, I was coming in here today hoping to just shove in our old svara into here, but I don't think it's true to his lashon. I mean, the word chashivas is an important word in our svara, and. The reason why it works here is is because it's a different pas. The reason we were saying is the pas of tonight is a more chashav pas because it's a pas of Suda Shabbos as opposed to the pas of Suda Shabbos. It's more, it doesn't have the chashivos. That was our distinction between why it works in Kiddush and Havdalah. He's not saying because it's more chashav. He's saying because it's shayach. Shayach is a different word than chashav. His point of his essential point is the shayach, and is it related? That's not what we were dealing with. We weren't dealing with related. We were talking about chashivas. We were saying is it's not just ordinary pas, it's chashav pas, because it's pas of Suda Shabbos, and it's more chashav, but Havdalah is just pas. Pas is just in the plane. It's a different svara. So I think it's a good idea to be sensitive to the Lashon of Rishonim when they talk, I mean, it's tempting. It is tempting, so I wasn't really sure whether I was going to push it in or not. I figured I'd bring it up to you guys and see how, But it's, to take the svara from whatever and shove it into, you have to, kind of let the Lashon talk to you and, resist that, I think, resist that temptation if it's not, But it's not always clear. It's not always clear. Yeah. So now he goes like this. Okay, so, but Mekal Mekal Nero Benetan Dei Mekal Shema Pasklau. But Rabbeinu Tan doesn't buy it. Minotan doesn't buy it. He doesn't buy it. I guess he's holding, even if this is what he's learning, trying to learn up for the Rashbam, but he holds that no. Kiddush, like Abdallah, is a toast, uses the yayin, which is the universal thing. He doesn't buy this, apparently doesn't buy this type of a tziruf and this whole thing, this whole framework that you could break the normal thing and now use pas because it's not shayach to it, and therefore, I mean, he's trying to use that to answer up for the Rashbam, but he doesn't really hold of it. He says there's no difference, really, in terms of Kiddush, Abdallah. It's all the same thing. What do you use for a Shabbat when it does? You use wine. That's it, period. There's no, or maybe we'll see, we'll get to a sheikha, a beer, but you don't use bread. Bread is altogether not in the parsha. There's a toast. I guess he's saying maybe even beer. There's a toast. You can, in theory, in the world, we can have a toast also. They only use wine for toasts. I don't know. They use beer. But at least it's the same type of thing. But to start taking pas and giving Shavuot Kiddush and Shavuot on that, it's creative that he's trying to work out that it's shayach to it because it's a mitzvah to Shabbos, but it seems like he just, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush to say that you can extend, that the takana was Kiddush al Yayin, to extend that to pas because it's also shayach because it's to Shabbos. He's saying he's learning that up for the Rashbam to defend him, but he really holds it's not a stop. The problem is like this. The problem is a simple one. The Gemara says that Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak says that Zimnin Segin Havi Kamin the Kamin the Rav. Many times I was handling out by Rav. Zimnin the Chaviva Le Rifta. The times where he was in the mood, he loved bread. Mikadesh a Rifta. He'd make Kiddush on bread. Zimnin the Chaviva Le Chamra, Mikadesh a Chamra. When he liked bread, wine, he made Kiddush on wine. So, it's very nice Svara. You could say you don't like it, but bottom line is the Gemara says it. Says when he liked bread, he was Mekadesh on bread. So, who's the Rebbeinu Tam to say? I mean, can you be more open than this? Right? So, Rebbeinu Tam reinterprets the Gemara. Okay? He reinterprets the Gemara. Okay? It's interesting that he does that, but it sounds like, you know, so explicit. But he does. So, in order to do so, he has to explain the flow of the Gemara. So, again, let's just remember the flow. It's a very, very short Gemara. But the Gemara basically first says, and we did this a number of times because we explained this Gemara according to many different Rishonim. There's been a lot of different ways to learn. But the Gemara first says, it's time for Kiddush Friday night, and you wash first by accident. You wash. So, it says if you wash, you can't make Kiddush. It's too late. You can't just now say Kiddush. Rather, what do you do? You yotzei with someone else, or something like that. You can't say Kiddush for some reason. For some reason, you can't say Kiddush. And then it says, what do you mean? But Rav himself, who's the one who said this statement, you can't say Kiddush, I know Rav used to make Kiddush on bread. Okay, it's not clear how that's necessarily related, because they're not, but that's the flow of the Gemara. So let's all see how Rav and Tom learns the Gemara. He says like this. So if you wash, you can't make Kiddush. Why? So Rav holds you can have Kiddush shelo b'makom suda. Okay, Shmuel holds in Kiddush el b'makom suda. Kiddush is only b'makom suda. But Rav holds you can have Kiddush shelo b'makom suda. Okay, so what? So fine, now I washed, now I can't make Kiddush. Why not? The chashin on shema yaflik ve'elech l'chatz. We're worried that since you Kiddush could be Shalom Makam Suda, so I know what's going to happen. You washed. Now you're going to make Kiddush. Oh, now you're going to take a walk. What do you usually do after? What could you do after Kiddush in general? After Kiddush, it could be Shalom Makam Suda, so you can just start going elsewhere, taking a walk. So he says, if you're going to make Kiddush, then we're worried. Sounds a little far-fetched, but we're worried that you're going to go take a walk and you're going to go outside. But you can't, because you just washed. And when you wash, the halacha is that washing has to be taken right after washing. You have to eat your bread. So apparently the Kiddush isn't going to be a hafsik, apparently. That's the way other Shirushan learn. The Kiddush is going to be a hafsik. But apparently Rabbeinu Tam's not learning that the Kiddush is a hafsik. But since Kiddush could be Shalom Makam Suda, we're choshesh that the guy, if he makes Kiddush, he's going to go according to his custom, that he often takes a walk or leaves after Kiddush. So therefore we say disallow him from making Kiddush. Said you can't make Kiddush. Okay? Well, that's the flow they want. So then it says like this. Amar le Rav Yitzchak. Hold on a second. You're telling me Rav says I can't make Kiddush because I'm worried that I'm going to start taking a walk. But Zimnin the Chavivalei Rifta, I used to eat by Rav all the time. And when he was Zimnin the Chavivalei Rifta, Umekadesh Arifta. At times he loved bread and he was Mekadesh Arifta. Rifta means bread. So what does that mean? Right, remember, he doesn't want to say make Kiddush on bread because he holds he can't. So he says, Kilomar Ave Mekadesh Achamra. Al das lechol miyad rifta. It says he made kiddush on wine with the das to eat bread right away. Vayenotel miyad yadav kodem kiddush, and he would wash his hands immediately before kiddush. So it means many times I was by Rav and he'd be mekadesh on bread. It doesn't mean he'd be mekadesh on bread. It means he'd wash, quickly be mekadesh on yayin, and then eat the bread. Right? Which is exactly what they were claiming. Rav is saying you can't do. Once you wash, you can't make kiddush. But I was by his house, and when he loved bread, that's what he did. He made kiddush right beforehand. He washed and made kiddush and made bread and ate the bread right away. And it's calling that he's mekadesh on bread. And therefore, you see Rav could do it. V'lo dami l'mezigas hakos, the frishes la'el. And it's not like mezigas hakos. Fine, that's a different problem. Hold that on for a second. V'zim d'chavilei chamra, and at times where he loved wine, because the other side says, when he loved bread, he made kiddush on bread. When he loved wine, he made kiddush on wine. But now he's saying, is when he made kiddush on bread, it means he really made kiddush on wine and then ate the bread. So what does it mean then when he made kiddush on wine? So it says, v'zim d'chavilei chamra, it means that he made kiddush on wine when he was in the mood for wine. Sometimes he made kiddush on wine alone, no bread. He held this filish kishul makom suda, so he held. You don't need his makom suda. So sometimes he made kiddush on wine alone. So it says sometimes he made kiddush on bread means while he was right in front of the bread, about to eat the bread, and when he made kiddush on wine, it means only on the wine, without any bread anywhere. That's how he's learning what it means. Right? Right. That's what he's saying. So that's what he's relearning. He's saying, is that how could you tell me that Rav says once you wash, you can't make kiddush because for what you're going to take a walk, but he would do this all the time? And what would he do? He'd make kiddush on bread. Make kiddush on bread is a code word for saying made kiddush in the presence of bread right before he ate the bread. And apparently it wasn't a chashash that he's going to go take a walk. And at other times, he made kiddush with no bread at all. He just made kiddush with wine, and then he took walks, and he whatever, he ate his meal somewhere else. And Rav held apparently is no problem. And there's no chashash that he's going to go take a walk. This is what Rav used to do, and that's how he learns the Gemara. Right, and just one more line. He says, "Uman the sover in kiddush ella b'makom suda." But according to the side who holds that kiddush has to be b'makom suda, kol shekein denotel yadav mekadesh. The law of esar adas. Certainly, he would hold if your kiddush has to be b'makom suda, then definitely, if you wash, you can just make kiddush. Because what are you worried about? So it's not esar adas. You're about to make kiddush. You're about to eat the kiddush at the beginning of the meal. No problems. Problem is if you held kiddush as not b'makom suda, or it doesn't have to be b'makom suda, then you may be worried that all of a sudden you're throwing in kiddush there, and maybe you're going to start going off and start, you know, doing other stuff. Okay, that's pshat and tosfos. Yeah. Okay. So let me just point this. So Sammy says it's a hard pshat and tosfos. The read is very hard. But Sammy also says, but he holds the other way doesn't make any sense. True. But still, it's a hard read. But I think the way to get the read is we got to just like kind of learn through the Gemara according to Rayanadam. How he's reading the Gemara, and then maybe the Gemara is talking like conceptually, so to speak. Like, cause that's what he's reinterpreting it, you know? As it doesn't mean he made kiddush on bread, maybe kiddush on wine, you know? But if you understand the context of the Gemara, maybe it's clear that when it says that, that's the way to say it, you know, or something like that. You know, so I think it's like, in order to make the Lashon better, sometimes it's the Lashon sounds. Like, for instance, if to an uninitiated person uses a certain word, they think you mean blank. But anyone who knows the context of the discussion realizes that's not what you mean. So it's like, Rabbeinu Tam is supplying with us a context of how he learns the Gemara, so maybe it will be a little better once we understand how he learns the Gemara. You know what I mean? So I think we have to push that aside. Either it is Dochuk by Rabbeinu Tam, rather is a Dochuk Lashon over a Dochuk Svara, you know, or maybe within his way of learning, it's not, you know, it's not Dochuk, or it's at least smoother. You know, so I think that our job is going to be to try to work through the Gemara according to Rabbeinu Tam, which anyways, we kind of worked it through according to lots of other Rishonim. You know, we haven't done it many times. There's a whole other way to learn the Gemara, you know? Good. Okay, so I guess if that's the case, if we have to learn the Gemara according to many times, so our first question is the first step of the Gemara, right? First step of the Gemara. So what's he saying? That you have a problem if you wash. Now you can't make Kiddush. Because since Kiddush exists, Shalom Makam Suda, or could exist Shalom Makam Suda, so we're worried that you're going to go take a walk. Got a problem. Once you wash, you can't make Kiddush. It's interesting, what would he hold you should do? I mean, previously the Rishbam said he held you listen to somebody else. Would that, then we're not worried you're going to take a walk? Maybe not. I don't, you know, listen to someone else, I guess, who's making the Kiddush before. I guess, that's what I have to say. I'm not so worried if you're going to say Kiddush, then you're worried that you're going to start getting involved and you're going to start doing something else. Right? That's kind of why another thing, by the way, just to make it a little more reasonable, is that's because he brings up, I skipped this one line, but he says, there's the halacha that you shouldn't do mezigas hakos, pouring the cup of wine in between the netilas yadayim and the hamotzim. Right, that was with the Gemara and Brachos. We discussed this a little bit. But he says, why not? Why not? Why is it? Because he holds here that Kiddush isn't a hefsek. It's not an Esav Hadas in the theory. The only problem is maybe you're going to go take a walk. So he referenced an earlier Tosfos. He says, but you see that you're supposed to do Netilas Yadayim immediately before Hamotzi. You shouldn't even pour your wine in between. So if you can't even pour your wine, why is it okay to be saying Kiddush? Is it not a problem of hefsek or whatever? You're not supposed to do Mezigas Hakos. So he said, Mezigas Hakos is like that back then, it was like a very involved type of an activity because it's like a certain temperature of the water which you were pouring into the wine and you had to like get it just right. So it wasn't just Stom pouring it. But it's like, since it's like involved, it's sort of tiktok to make sure you don't get it too much, too little, that's going to be like a big time Esav Hadas. You know? It's like an involved type of a thing. But Kiddush isn't like that. Kiddush is just, you're saying Kiddush, whatever. I mean, you have to pay attention, whatever, but it's not like, you don't have to be careful to do it just right. Just you say Kiddush, you do it every week. It's not, but measuring involves, like, you know, focus, mental energy. But, oh yes, I don't know if that really helps for this, though. But that's not saying you're worried they're going to walk away. I mean, here it just sounds like, you know, out of nowhere. Says I can't make Kiddush. Why? Because I'm going to walk away. I just washed. I can't say Kiddush. I'm going to walk away. And then he says, no, but Rav used to do it. So what was the problem? And then I was saying, what's the solution? Rav, no, it's not true. Rav used to do it. And no problem because he used to do it. And he did Kiddush right away. Right, Kiddush. And then I'm washing right away. And the Motzi right away. I mean, what was the problem in the Gemara? And then what's the shift in the Gemara, which is saying that Rav used to do it? So why don't we stop here and see if we can answer these, try to learn this Gemara according to Rabbeinu Tam tomorrow. Okay?